Now, there are other ways that we can describe mixtures, and one of these is by properties, variable properties. A real simple example of this is the taste and color of a cup of coffee. The more coffee that's dissolved in the water, the stronger the taste of the coffee, and the darker the color, or the darker the solution. So, color and taste, these are two variable properties. And these variable properties, they vary, of course, because of the relative amounts of the components. And the melting or freezing points of liquids, too. A solution of salt water, for example, will have a different freezing point depending on how much salt is dissolved in the water.